breath and hold it. Keep holding.
Cynthia Edwards holds her breath. And empties her lungs through a device that measures carbon monoxide. Too much would indicate that she had been smoking. If Edwards' number is low enough, she'll take home a $25 voucher to help pay for diapers for her 5-month-old son. This voucher system is part of a program known as Baby and Me Tobacco Free. In 2013, Indiana became one of several states that use Baby and Me protocols, and so far the state has reported positive results. Of more than 400 participants, nearly 3 out of 4 were able to quit. Lori Adams is director of the National Baby and Me Tobacco Free organization. Adams says that while many cessation programs emphasize long-term reasons to quit, Baby and Me works by providing an immediate incentive. In addition to counseling, moms get monthly diaper vouchers for a year after giving birth, as long as they can pass the carbon monoxide test.
We see these moms during the pregnancy phase, 4 times at least, and then we see them every month for 12 months. There's a theme there of that constant encouragement, testing, and being rewarded that is a value in those behavioral changes. And this program has done it differently than any other one out there.
With the success of Indiana's pilot sites, the State Department of Health will provide another round of funding for the program later this year, although there aren't currently any plans to expand it as a statewide initiative. The nicotine found in tobacco smoke is extremely addictive. It ranks up there with heroin and cocaine. So getting women to suddenly stop smoking can be difficult. Cynthia Edwards has a long history with nicotine to fight against. She's 27 now, and she started smoking at age 10.
At my peak, I was smoking 3 packs a day.
And she smoked through her first 2 pregnancies. A few years later, when she found out she was pregnant again, she wanted to quit. But nicotine gum only seemed to feed her addiction.
And so I really ran out of options, and I went to my doctor, and I was like, hey, I want to stop smoking, but I really can't do it.
So the doctor referred her to Jennifer Murphy, a health educator at the Marion County Department of Health who uses the Baby and Me protocols. Murphy says the vouchers aren't always enough to overcome nicotine addiction. Some women will go back to smoking. So part of her job is to provide support even after the baby arrives.
Now, I always try to reach back out to those women and offer additional education and let them know, hey, I know you had a rough patch, but come on, let's get back on track. And if they're able to get back on track, I actually offer a little bit of grace because quitting is hard.
One of the main topics Murphy confronts is how to deal with stress, which can trigger the desire to smoke.
You know, I always encourage them and tell them that, you know, even if you go smoke, the problem is still there. Now you've just put chemicals and things in your body that's going to cause, you know, more damage in the long run than if you would have just sipped a cup of tea or used some of the other coping mechanisms that we have in the class.
For Cynthia Edwards, one of those coping mechanisms is chewing gum. She uses it when her kids misbehave.
I take like 5 pieces of gum and just chew it and say, don't bother me for 5 minutes.
But her kids are also a source of encouragement as she tries to stay tobacco free.
My daughter, one time, she said, Mommy, I'm glad you stopped smoking. I'm proud of you. I was like, for real? I was so ecstatic. I was like, oh my God, that's what I'm here for. This is the moment that I live for.
Edwards blew a 3 on the carbon monoxide test, which means she's still smoke-free. She went home with a diaper voucher.
Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.